Welcome to Speak It with Candace and John, January 22nd, 2018. Today we will be talking about a variety of topics, including, but not limited to, Super Bowl picks, the Nashville business scene, what's going on in the business market, etc., etc. Please join us for our very first, but not last, podcast. I'm Candace Jenkins.
I'm John Wilson. This is Speak It with Candace and John. Candace Jenkins of
Montgomery & Associates in Brentwood, Tennessee.
And John Wilson with Fire and Life Safety America with the Nashville and Tennessee branch. Guys, we're starting a podcast.
That's right. We already started it.
This is the remake with a name, a title, and same co-host.
Yeah, that's right.
So we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna really talk about a lot of different things, not just the national business market, but we're gonna talk a lot of things you guys want to talk about. And this week we're gonna talk a few things: Super Bowl picks, New Year's resolutions, couple things in both of our businesses that we like to discuss, couple things in national business climate.
That's right.
So, but why don't we just kick it off with New Year's resolutions? Have you started anything? Attempted, thought about it. What's going on with that?
I always start, you know, like healthy eating. And
and this is January 22nd, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, so, I've already started and failed. So
love it.
I started and then we just got hit with like a really bad sickness, if you can't tell from my voice. And it wiped us out. Like, we're still dealing with it. So it wiped us out like the first week of January. So
still recovering from your voice.
Still
a little
recovering. I started strong and then I was like, oh, screw it.
Yeah.
And I just like, you know, went back to the dairy and went back to all the things that I'd given up for New Year's. So I did take my Christmas tree down today though. So that's good.
I mean, excuse me. I took it down.
Okay. Dustin took it down. He really just chucked it out the
Jenkins,
back door. So
our producer and editor over here. So
I always have business goals that seem to go better than my personal goals, I feel like, but
I agree.
Yeah, so that's really kind of my resolution, just to get back on my healthy eating kick and finish taking Christmas decorations down.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think I failed on the personal side of things too, at least with eating as well. I am working out a little bit. I'm eating terrible, and I think terribly, you know. I think it started when I went on a duck hunting trip for my birthday, the weekend of the 8th, 9th, right around then. I ate well the first week, and then it just went off the tracks after that. I mean, you're in a duck hunting cabin. You're eating well. You know, everybody's eating stuff out of wrappers, and, you know, we're grilling. Yes, we're having a big time, but and then one of our resolutions was to kind of start this podcast, you know, and have fun with that, and work on branding and marketing with our companies and just having fun with people. And I know Dustin does this, but I'm trying to do a little woodworking stuff on the side. I'm selling a few things, and that's been a lot of fun. That's been really relaxing, and just you feel more productive. Of course, the kids have to be asleep, and or they're playing in the yard or you're cutting something. So,
yeah.
But yes, the healthy stuff has gone by the wayside, but it's still the new year.
That's right.
We can still get in, you know, pool shape and kayaking shape and those things. And I won't be judging anybody if they don't hit their goals.
That's right.
So, but anyway, so everybody watched the games yesterday. Super Bowl teams have been decided.
Yes. Surprise, surprise. Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. I do not like the Patriots, if you all know, which I'm sure you don't, but you do now. So I do not like them. It's like so easy to root for the team that wins all the time. Give someone else a chance. That's how I feel. We're from.
They have a chance when the coin is flipped. After that, the game's over.
You know, we're from Minnesota, so we kind of. I don't like the Vikings either, but we kind of thought, hey, you know, the Vikings have a shot in the Super Bowl's in Minnesota this year. Like, it's gonna make history, and yeah, they just, you know, let the game go yesterday. And
yeah, that was crazy. I mean, 38-7.
Yeah, it was so like them, though, to do that. You know, they did a Hail Mary the game before, and then this game, you know, you had high hopes, but you kind of knew that was going to happen. So it's not surprising.
Yeah, they kind of just, at least the last play of last week's game, they kind of lucked into that win. I don't want to hurt any, you know, Vikings fans.
That was, did you see
but
that?
I was like, oh my. Was he paid to miss that tackle? Did he assume his body was going to continue to go this? Because he looked at the ground, went away. I'm like, what just happened
10
there?
10 seconds. Yeah. It's crazy.
So that was crazy. But yes, the Patriots, why don't we make our picks? You assume.
I'm picking whoever's not the Patriots, so the Eagles.
Okay. I wouldn't mind seeing the Eagles win. I don't know anybody on the team or anything like that. They kind of, what a surprise. Their number one pick from last year had an incredible year, Carson Wentz. He goes down with an ACL injury, and Nick Foles, who played a couple years ago with the Eagles, just comes in and just kills it. And next thing you know, they're in the Super Bowl. But I do think the Patriots are going to win. We got some early lines here.
They'll win.
5.5 points favorite for the Patriots. It is 2 weeks out. And the over-under for points is 47.5. So,
have they ever lost a Super Bowl when they've been in it?
Yes.
They
twice
have.
To Eli Manning and the Giants.
Okay.
And they're both underdogs.
Yeah.
And, so he would have seven Super Bowl rings if it weren't for the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And did they lose to anybody else? They could have lost the Seahawks. And the Falcons, but they came from behind. They're a good team. They're incredible.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Dustin, any thoughts on the Patriots?
They'll win.
He loves the Patriots. It's just
short and sweet.
Actually, yeah. I didn't follow them that well this year because I was really into the Vikings, but still, you know, Patriots will win.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll talk about the winner here in a couple weeks, so we won't spend all episode on it, but they're incredible. So, anyway, so what's new with Montgomery and Associates?
We are focusing this year. One of our goals, New Year's resolutions, is to really like hone in on all of our markets and our niche markets, which we've done kind of throughout the year. But now we're just, you know, really commercial insurance wise, we are getting super specific and just really focusing on marketing now. So restaurants. Coming up, that's one of our huge niches. If you own a restaurant, manager of one, and you handle the commercial insurance, we'd love to talk to you. But we are actually doing, and this kind of ties into Nashville news, we're doing an event. Our nonprofit group, Nashville Hospitality Service Providers, are doing an afternoon with Tom Morales, which, if you don't know, he is the owner of Tomcat, Southern Air, The Southern, Acme Seed and Feed. And we got him to speak at our event, and so it's free. But any restaurant owner or aspiring restaurant here,
and what's that date?
Can come out. It's February 20th, and it's going to be at Finn and Pearl, also one of his restaurants in Nashville. And he's just going to speak. He's going to tell a story how he became successful and, you know, became really kind of a legend here in Nashville and worldwide. I mean, he's recognized worldwide for his restaurants. So it's going to be great. And if you are in the Nashville area, we ask that you come out.
Wow.
And join us.
I would like to be there.
Yeah.
So I'll try to make that. February 20th. That is my mom's birthday.
Well.
So.
Bring her along.
Yes, yes. I will be there. I'd love to do that. That's great. Man, yeah. Worldwide, huh?
Yeah. Like Entrepreneur Magazine. And
Acme Feed and Seed, if you guys haven't been there. You guys may have. The listeners may not have been there. But it's great. We went there for a lunch or a dinner the other night. We went to see Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys know them.
Nope.
We went to the symphony. It's great. And he and his wife, Ellie, have this band, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. Anyway, and they had a live band, Acme Feed, and that was awesome. We got a second band. What do you think we're going to get? That music was pretty awesome. But that's a great place for food. You know, you don't have a server. You come in, get your food, and, you know, order. They'll bring it to you, and it's just a great open environment with the sushi bar, the rooftop bar, and I'm making a shameless plug for this restaurant. So, anyway, support your local restaurants. How about that?
That's right.
But
what about you? What about Fire Life and Safety America?
Well, we did just open up an office in Johnson City, so they'll focus on that area. I won't have any work in that area per se. Our office does do some work up there, inspection service work on hotels and some sites and things up in that area, but they'll focus on that area and Virginia and the kind of Western Virginia. And just got some news that we opened up an office in Tulsa, so we're expanding over there. I know I've got some national customers asking me, hey, what about in Texas, what opportunities or capabilities you have in Oklahoma and Arkansas and those things. And we're going to slowly start working our way over there. Nashville, we're going to continue to keep pursuing industrial commercial sites and work on some restaurants. We've got some big meetings with healthcare clients coming up. Mm-hmm. So we've got a new director of healthcare solutions, Mark, who's going to be coming over here for some meetings. So really excited about that. So we need to push that. We have great healthcare inspections. You know, they get their accreditation through like DMV's Joint Commission and things like that. And they're not doing their fire protection inspections right and per code and up to standards and other things. I mean, these people can lose accreditations and funding. So it's very, very important. So,
yeah.
But that's some, you know, continue to market differently. That's one of the reasons we're doing this, is to be different, have fun, and market things in our company and our products. Just do it differently.
Right.
And I think we do that, we'll have more fun at it as well.
Yeah. That's
so,
right.
But there's a couple things. So, mm-hmm. You know, we don't have any guests right now. I think,
no.
Candace, what do you think? We've got some guests lined up, though.
Oh, we do. I actually have a few, and I know that you have a few. And
3 and 4 weeks out, maybe.
That's right.
We'll get some steam going here, and we'll have some in-house guests. We'll talk about their businesses and national business climate and some other things, mm-hmm. and make sure it's very, very fun and interesting for the clients. We're not just going to interview them for their business. We want them to be a part of the show.
That's right.
And their thoughts and, you know, their Super Bowl picks and whatever, their resolutions. Let's get off the business side real quick.
Right.
We're going to get back to some of the Netflix shows we're talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
We're watching. Are you watching anything right now when you have time around work and kids? Anything?
What do we watch?
Good Witch.
Yeah.
Good Witch.
It's not really like a thriller.
Is it good? Is it something to recommend?
It's The Good Witch.
Is it on Netflix?
Okay, so you know the guy that was in Desperate Housewives, and he was like Terry Hatcher's boyfriend or something? I don't know. I didn't really watch Desperate Housewives either. I was like 12 or something. I'm not sure.
I don't know that. I bet some of the listeners do. There'll be some people.
But anyway, so he's in it. I don't know his name. You know, attractive older guy. He's in it, and he's one of the main characters. And then, you know, the Good Witch, the girl who plays the Good Witch, she's in it. I don't know her name. Okay. Yes. James Denton. Thank you, Dustin. Google.
Yes, Google.
And then Catherine Bell. Okay. So those two are in there, and they're really good. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of lighthearted and family friendly, I guess I should say. But
okay.
It's good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's a Hallmark Channel show. So
okay.
I'm kind of a sucker for those, even though they're. But this
even,
is like the
it's not
less,
even Christmas season.
Right.
You're watching Hallmark.
This is the less corny one.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Where you don't. Some of those in Christmas time, you know, the beginning and the end. Some there's this guy and girl trying to get together. They're,
oh, yeah.
You know,
it's
you
the
know
same story, is. Like told 20 times. So.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's really it. I'm not watching a ton of like.
Yeah.
New Netflix shows right now.
Yeah.
I feel like we finish them and then like a part of you dies, you know?
Absolutely.
You're super depressed for like
Absolutely.
A day. It's kind of like reading a really good like book or trilogy and then you're done and you're kind of like, what am I supposed to do with this time? So, we watched the one other one that we watched was The Ranch. Ashton Kutcher's in that.
Okay.
It's kind of vulgar though. So like,
yeah.
I can barely handle it, but you know, it's like, vulgar, I should say. There's a lot of swearing, I guess, and like kind of crude language, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like it says, it's about a ranch. You know, they're
the ranch.
Working on the ranch.
Out west?
Where is it? Colorado.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm watching those are good. I've never heard of those shows. I'm watching The Crown. Have you guys heard of The Crown on Netflix?
Yeah.
I actually said Victoria last time. That's more of a chick flick thing, but
The
Crown is. I guess some people could say it's kind of that, but it's very historical. Mm-hmm. You know what's going on.
Okay, so Princess. That's your way around it, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really neat to see kind of what's going on with Princess Elizabeth before World War II, during when she becomes a queen, who she marries, and just kind of that whole time, because we're not alive.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody suggested it, and I've been watching them in season two, and I enjoy it. And another show, my buddy Kyle. Kyle, make sure you listen to this. I'm going to... Prop your show, Peaky Blinders.
It's kind of proper. Is this his show?
Like, no. I'm sorry. I should have clarified.
Like,
he likes
God.
To watch it. He's been saying, John, you got to watch this.
Okay,
it's intense. Now, this is vulgar. It's more than what I usually watch, but it's neat. It's got some historical perspective. It's kind of like these gang members of 1890 to 1910 is the actual time frame they were mm-hmm. kind of going on. And right now on the show, you know, they're kind of like this mafia gang. And yeah. it's fun to watch. You see this. It's set in Birmingham, England. And it's a good show. So if anybody wants a new show on Netflix, give it a shot. Mm-hmm. I think it's worth looking into. But you get so many people that suggest this show or that show. I never get to watch it.
Right.
You know, I'm not even finishing the show. I've got like 10 books I'm reading. I'm halfway through. And I got 5 or 6 new books for my birthday and Christmas this weekend alone. And when am I going to get a chance to read them?
Well, I think it's like another New Year's resolution, right? It's like, what do you spend your time on, or what do you need to spend your time on that's most important? Because you're not going to have time for everything in a year.
Yeah, so perspective.
It's kind of like
relaxing.
Right.
Is it more business when you have free time? Is mm-hmm. it more time with the family, free time? And I think America needs perspective, right?
Right.
You see the stuff that's on TV and what mm-hmm. people don't do with their families and all this stuff, but it's going to be a family-friendly show, right?
That's right.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, don't share these shows with your kids. How about that? Please don't. That's not, you know. But anyway, what else? What about the Nashville business climate? What's going on? Some things that you see. I've got a couple items I want to discuss. Mm-hmm. But what do you see is going on with maybe your business or some people you work with? That
specifically, I guess, with like commercial real estate, I know that's kind of... It's crazy right now. It's like there's nothing available to purchase. And then when it is available, it's sky high. It's, you know.
Everywhere.
In the millions of dollars. And, you know, 10 years ago, you never would have paid that much for that piece of real estate. But now, I mean, just on the commercial real estate side, that's what we're seeing a lot of. I don't know a ton about the residential side because I'm not... obviously in that market, but
well, you see the urban developments and the apartment complexes going up all over.
Oh, and
you're going to
meet
clients or that's crazy.
Yeah, those are definitely going up because I feel like we're running out of space in the middle Tennessee area. It's kind of like everybody's moving here, so now you know developers are moving out, so they're moving to Fairview and they're moving, you know, I don't even know, further out, and they're you know, where the land is and where the farmland
Thompson
is.
Thompson Station, mm-hmm. all these places, North Nashville, places out on 24 going towards Clarksville.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you've got these corporations that Bridgestone's moving everybody in. They've got a new brand new tower that they lease from Highwoods Property Management. But it's crazy. Hankook Tire built a place in Clarksville, you know. Beretta Firearms. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And that's all within the last 2, 3, 5 years,
right.
And it's not going to stop.
Yeah.
And these urban developments, if you see dirt, if you see grass, they're building something. Somebody's mm-hmm. going to buy it, and guess what? They're going to sell it later.
Yeah.
And these developers, and ooh, they've got some money. And,
I mean,
the bank's going to loan it right now.
Right. And I know, like, last year we had the big thing was, like, we have more cranes in the air than New York, like, in Nashville, because our market is just going crazy, and we're obviously expanding. I know right now the big thing is like Airbnb. They don't know what's going to happen to that
mm-hmm.
in the Nashville market. They have like 3 separate regulations or laws that they're trying to pass, and they're kind of like voting on, and I don't think they've decided yet because it's just all happened like last week.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to change it somehow where they're going to regulate it really, well, I guess say a lot more than they're doing now because... You know, there's people obviously complaining. There's bachelorette and bachelor parties coming in town,
oh,
and they're renting these places out.
Weekdays, too, not just weeknights.
And
you
so
see these bachelorette parties.
These poor people that have to live in the neighborhood, you know, 365 days a year, you know, now they're getting bothered by vandalism or loud parties. And so Nashville's kind of taking a step back. Plus, I think they're going to have – they really want the hotel markets to succeed in Nashville – which I don't think they'll have a problem doing, but I know they were thinking about having some big, I don't know if it was like a conference or a sporting event they wanted to have here in the years to come, but they couldn't because the hotels, we didn't have enough, you know, we didn't have enough capacity to hold the people. And I don't remember what the event was, but it was something big where like thousands of people, you know.
The convention center, the Music City Center is ready to host.
Yeah.
But they had to have people where they're right there can walk to the conference. You got the new JW Marriott, mm-hmm. the new Westin, Omni's years old.
Right.
And now the Nashville Convention Center off of Broad, they're mm-hmm. tearing that place down. There's going to be new and new businesses and everything. So that's going to be really nice. It's just, I think it's happening. Not too fast, but it's like when somebody gets mad at the planners and the people that are trying, the mayors and whoever, they don't have all the answers. You can't predict, you know, 10 years out. But, you know, it is, it's getting nicer, but you do see a lot of those, what are those little drinking carts that the people pedal?
Oh my gosh,
what do you call
those things? Oh my gosh, what are they? They're like pedal bikes. And like, this is genius, by the way. Like whoever owns this business was extremely smart because it's bring your own beer, first off. So they're not supplying the beer. And then it's also, you have to actually pedal this bike yourself. So it's like, bring your own beer. You're doing all the work. And guess what? We're going to charge you $100 an hour for this thing. And it's, I mean, like, it's just crazy. It's like
12 ladies for the bachelor party on Tuesday night, Tuesday afternoon. Actually, during the day when I'm working in class downtown, you see them. Mm-hmm. And so that's fun. But, you know, you've got also... I visited the 505. It's the tallest building in Nashville, 50 floors.
What's in there? What's going in there?
Apartments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so Lincoln Property Management manages this building. It's right across from Puckett's Grocery, right there, if anybody's done Puckett's.
Oh, yeah.
I know the place is great, and you probably know the owner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are they a client?
They're not a client, no. They're I think they're pretty loyal to their,
okay, that's
to
okay.
their current agent.
That's okay.
We do... They help us a lot with our restaurant group, or they have in the past, so they're
great. That's
great. They're great.
Well, it's right across. So if anybody's looking for a place to lease and want to be in the downtown scene, the 505 is huge. It's nice. It's right downtown. It's walking distance from anything, so keep that in mind. And that's a tall building. I mean, you're talking a third taller than any building in Nashville, so what's that mean? Are they going to be 60, 65 stories? Lynette, what's, you know... I guess.
I don't know. It's like Nashville's such a small... Like, if you've ever been here, obviously we're... You know, Dustin and I are from Minneapolis, which is huge. It's like
two
what?
Downtowns.
Probably like four... I'd say it's like four Nashvilles. I mean, Nashville is so... It's
small.
Actually very small.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, where are they putting all this stuff?
I know. And at least they're gutting old buildings and keeping some of the brick and the facades and stuff. That's really cool.
Uh-huh.
You know, keeping that. But it is small.
It is.
You know, but...
it's a cool town, though. Like,
it is.
It's very cool. So if you've never been, obviously come and, you know, check out Broadway. That's like the, you know... But that's the main attraction, I guess, where, you know, tourists come in and
the
they go up Broadway.
Really nice.
But, like, honestly, I would do your research and check out the places that, like, aren't super touristy. Because I feel like, I mean, you can find some real gems.
Yeah.
Other than Broadway, which is going to be super crowded.
The restaurant scene. So... Next episode, the next couple, we're going to discuss some restaurants that aren't necessarily downtown.
Yeah. We'll
that are over by Vanderbilt, the Gulch. Yeah,
that's
just,
right.
I mean, off of West End, down towards 440, and kind of help you kind of navigate the market.
Right.
And, you know, and we're, you know, some of the restaurant owners will be some guests, and that'll be great to hear about what they have going on, new menu items, new bands playing, whatever. But if you're a young listener, downtown and the up, Broadway, West End, there's a lot of new, in the Gulch, there's new urban residential places going up. Great pools, rooftop bars,
secret, like, speakeasies. I mean, just like little secret clubs and stuff. You can get, it's cool.
I'm not that cool to know the secret clubs, but
I
maybe
just know
I will.
It because, yeah. I'm
maybe I'll
cool.
learn to. There's one place I know. You probably the Standard, right?
Oh yeah, we're members. You know.
Okay. Well, my next door neighbor in our office complex, they've got a new. I think they've got a new. Dinner thing coming out, and the guy that Go West Creative is they're developing the whatever you want, the set and everything for the dinner and everything.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool. So, I've seen firsthand what's going in there, so it helps to know people, right?
That's right.
So,
it's all about who you know.
I'm not a member, but I know the people that are building stuff in that club. Uh-huh. So, I heard they've got a secret door.
Yeah, it's like it's a private membership. No, I mean, it's known, it's a private.
Okay.
It's a private membership, but basically in the back of the building. So, like, the front half is restaurant, and you can go in there, I think, from they open at 4, and it's kind of a little more fine dining, nice, historic old building. It's really cool. And then you can go up the stairs and go to the back. There's, like, a coded door, obviously, so you have to be a member to get in and know the code. But in the back, it's, like, they have cigars, and they have drinks, and it's kind of just your own private...
Like the old days.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's like something you see
Tiki
Barnes.
Yeah, it's like, it reminds me of like, reminds me of like the Rat Pack. Like I think Frank Sinatra. It's like, you know, I just feel like red velvet and bourbon. You know, it's just very like that kind of feel. So.
I'd like to see the place. So maybe.
It's awesome.
Maybe the group we can
have
a drink there
or
something.
Sometime, yeah.
So that'd be fun.
Uh-huh.
Nashville is changing so much that the mayor, Megan Berry, mm-hmm. has proposed this aggressive new transit plan. Have you, right. you haven't heard much about it?
I've, I mean,
a little
I have,
bit and hearsay and things like that.
Yeah, I have. I just not, you know.
We don't want to discuss too much detail in it, but, you know, we just kind of described a lot of our downtown area for you, right? And they're proposing a new downtown tunnel for people that don't want to take the pedal the pedal carts with your beer, you know, to get to point A to point B, but you're talking, it went from $5.2 billion to a $9 billion plan. Wow. And if you want to put that in perspective, the Dallas Cowboys or the new New York Giants Stadium, those were about $2 billion to mm-hmm. build that. So, one, where are you going to get the funding? How long is it going to take to build? And then what are the effects for people that live here now that right. it's going to slow us down until that point? And then is it even going to be worth it?
Well,
and that's you know.
I don't know. But, I mean, I... Like, if you've never been here, the traffic situation is crazy. I mean, it's...
getting worse and worse.
It's getting worse, and I don't know. They need driver's ed here, like, desperately.
They do. People get mad here. And I think we all can make mistakes driving. But,
absolutely.
You know, we get to not paying attention. Some people call us out for it. But
texting.
Some people are very aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just who they are. So, mm-hmm. people, back off the pedal. Keep your hands down, if you know what I mean.
You know, if the road's ice, you probably shouldn't be going 80 miles an hour.
yeah. I mean, these roads, 65, so we don't have room to build other stuff. And one of these things she's talking about is 26 miles of light rail systems that hit certain towns, like, you know, different counties around here. And it's like, and they're going to improve the bus system right now.
Right.
And I know you and I aren't going to share being in marketing and sales and things like that. We're not going to share a car going to the office because we're all over the place.
Right.
But you would hope that if they do something, you hope to God that it's going to be good afterwards mm-hmm. because this is, wow.
Well, we did something similar in Minnesota where they did like a light rail. It was a huge thing. It passed. We actually did it. And I feel like afterwards it was like there's like five passengers on the bus, you know, just like it didn't take off how they thought it was going to. And they did it to the more rural areas so that they could pick people up like 45 minutes, an hour and a half away from the city. And I just don't think it had the impact that they were thinking it was going to. So,
yeah, that's kind of my worry. Mm-hmm. But this is not a bad or a good thing for or against it. That's just something that's coming up. And they've got some votes coming up. It's, you know, how will that affect all of us? Because I know you and I are both on all the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would probably see those orange signs a good bit. So, but what else? What else is going on at all? Discussed a lot today.
We did.
You know?
I think we did a good second podcast.
The first one you're not going to get to hear.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. It was hilarious. It was pretty funny.
I think it was funny.
It was, but it's like Christmassy. You know, we talked about holidays and what we're doing before Christmas. You know, so it's like, we play it now. No one's thinking about that.
That's right.
Well, how about you just let us know? You let us know. Leave it in the comments when we post this on social media and stuff. If you want to hear the first one.
That's right. And where are we going to share this? That's where are we going to share it? So we talked about that.
We are, yeah. We'll put that all in the plug in the beginning where you can hear it. And
yep.
Because right now, I don't have it in front of me, so.
We're going to share this, and we want you to listen to this if you're on your commute, lunch, or you're typing away, and you close your door to your office, you put your headphones in, and you just want to hear certain topics, you want to hear about the people that we're interviewing. We're going to ask for discussions, things you want us to ask about, talk about, you know, anything. If it can make it on the radio, we'll mm-hmm, share it. Mm-hmm. And so we'll make sure that you have a place to leave comments, but we're going to share with our clients, prospects, and we want this to be fun. So
let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Give some feedback, you know. I know you guys have got your people that you listen to, and that's kind of our goal, that you will consider us and have fun and listen to some different things. And we're not going to just talk about Nashville. We'll talk about some other topics.
Yes.
Not hardline politics per se, you know. There's never a good answer for any of that, necessarily.
Although, you know what? We could be very popular if we got into that.
We could.
We're not going to do that.
Our names on the hit list, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if we want to do that. I don't know if I want to be that well known.
No.
So people are asked, why don't you talk about the hot topics of the day? we'll dance around them and come right to the edge of the fence.
That's right.
You know, do that for now, mm-hmm. unless it's really serious. So, but actually, right now our government is shut down.
Oh my gosh! All right, going into that, the federal government, which means all museums are closed. Thank you.
We got a national battlefield in Murfreesboro that you can't hike and run along. Right now, I passed it. Yesterday, there's a sign that's closed.
Are you serious?
It is. The Stones River National
Battlefield. They're closing, like...
It is. I mean, if they're closing down, but guess what?
Trails and
guess
stuff?
What?
Who was else? Somebody monitoring them before? Like, why are they closing
yeah.
them down?
I mean, they have to. They got the gates. But guess what? The thing that we can talk about is they're still getting paid while other people have to go home.
That's right.
And they can't go to their place of business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking a side here or there. You know, I think as a group and as a country that you would think that they could work on that. But
well, and as a federal government.
Yes, yes. And there's policy and there's interest group, all the stuff that affects us all. So I think that's all we'll talk about now, unless there's just something we have to talk about. But we have had a lot of fires lately. We've had the ice storm the other day, mm-hmm. you know, people wrecking and stuff. So we'll be talking about a lot of different topics, but... if we don't have anything else,
nope,
we will end the
wrap it up.
January 22nd podcast.
That's right.
Thank you for listening. We'll have guests coming up. And for John Wilson, Fire Life Safety.
And Candace Jenkins, Montgomery & Associates.
Talk with you next week.